Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. So if you take a close look at the photos of past Supreme Court nominees as they walk the halls of Congress, you might see one person huddling beside them time after time. That person is called a Sherpa, after the local mountain guides who take foreign explorers up the Himalayas. But this kind of Sherpa might be seen in a suit and pumps or sharply shined shoes. These Sherpas guide Supreme Court nominees to the summit of the Senate confirmation process. Jamie Brown was the Sherpa behind the confirmation of the last two successful Supreme Court nominations, Samuel Alito and Chief Justice John Roberts. She was formerly a legislative aide for the White House under President George W. Bush. And let me start out by asking you, what's the most important thing that Judge Sotomayor needs to come out of this process as a Supreme Court justice?
Well, she's starting a very significant part of the process today with the confirmation hearings. The best thing that she can do in the hearings today is walk that fine line where she is answering the questions in a way that enables the members of the committee and the Senate to get a very good sense of her judicial philosophy and her approach to judging, without crossing the line and providing predictions about and giving too specific an answer on cases and potential cases that could come before her if she's confirmed.
Now, you, of course, were an aide to President George W. Bush's White House. But for someone who is handling her, the Sherpa is Democratic Senator Charles Schumer. Why do you think a senator was assigned as her Sherpa?
It is an interesting choice. Obviously, Senator Schumer is a member of the Judiciary Committee, member of Senate Democratic leadership, and is a sitting senator, whereas with Justice Roberts and Justice Alito, we used former senators. But Senator Schumer is an effective advocate for any cause or person that he believes in. So in that sense, I think that the White House made a very smart decision to pick Senator Schumer.
Give me an example of what you might do on, you know, I don't know if there's such a thing as a typical day, but something that you did when you were dealing with the confirmation hearings of Chief Justice John Roberts.
The day started very early and ended very, very late. In the beginning part of the process, we would do a number of courtesy visits, just as Judge Sotomayor has been doing. And so we would meet early at the White House, and we would head up to the Hill. And usually they would do, you know, four or five courtesy visits each day, usually lasting about an hour apiece. Then we would head back to the White House. We would meet as a team with our nominee and kind of debrief on how the meetings went, and then brief the nominee on what to expect for the meetings the next day, who they were meeting with, what their personality was like, the types of issues that they cared about and were likely to ask about. Sometimes those courtesy visits would be broken up with a murder board session over at the Justice Department, which is where you have lawyers at DOJ and the White House play the roles of senators and ask questions of the nominee as if it's a confirmation hearing.
All right. Just very quickly, what do you think is one minefield that Sotomayor has to deal with quickly?
I think, as everyone knows, she has some rather well-known comments about a wise Latina potentially making a better decision than a white male. So I think the better comparison is something that members of the committee are concerned about, and so
right.
She's going to have some great answers for that.
All right. Thanks so much. That was Jamie Brown, who led the confirmation Sherpa-ing of the last two successful Supreme Court nominees.